Hello and welcome to Dunktown, the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time. I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata.
And today we have an extra special returning guest, a writer and comedian from Hacks and Parks and Recreation. It's Joe Mandy.
Yay. Hello. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for coming back.
Of course. I know you guys are great, but I think I'm coming back just for the theme song at this point. I like to hear it live.
We can just send you the MP3.
That would be great. Yeah. Cause then I can sort of control when to hear it when I want to. Yeah.
We'll put it on vinyl for you too. Perfect. If you want like that classic sound.
Yeah. I want to hear the crackle and pop.
This is another pandemic episode for us.
God. We're doing it. Yeah.
Is this the second one or the third one?
Second one. Okay. I think, right.
Right, okay. I believe so.
And God willing, the last one, you know?
Last time we checked in with you, you were making your own Lao Gan Ma.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right, yes.
How's that going?
I'm just buying it in bulk now. Yeah.
I did end up buying a bunch of it after we had that episode, and I've been eating it all the time. It's delicious.
H-Mart sells, like, giant, like, gallon-size jars of Lao Gan Ma, and I've discovered that I like two different versions for different foods. So I have two, I mean, it's taking up most of my fridge, or these two giant bottles of hot sauce. Cause then I also have crushed Calabrian chilies for Italian food. Mm. So it's literally, it's just like a full shelf of like very similar hot sauces and chili crisps. Yeah.
So, you got to get like a second fridge in the garage just for hot sauce or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a chest freezer.
You actually turned my dad from that episode. My dad is now a Lao Gan Ma, you know,
freak.
Yeah.
A Lao Gan maniac. lots of us. Yeah. That's cool. What does he put it on?
He puts it on literally everything.
Yeah.
He's a big nacho guy. Like if you give him anything, he'll turn it into nachos.
Interesting.
And so he'll put it on nachos.
Anything?
Pretty much. I went to France when I was in college, and I came back with some very nice French foie gras, which I would never buy nowadays, but I was young and stupid. And I gave it to my dad, like, Dad, this is real French foie gras. And he put it on nachos.
That's so rules. American.
I was just talking about foie gras the other day because it's like unethical, right? Because they like stuff the birds. Mm-hmm. But my idea was like, I don't know if it transfers to birds the same way it does to humans, but like, what if you just like hot boxed their pen, just got them like really high and they like overate themselves? I feel like that's like an ethical way to like get foie gras.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
I'm full of ideas, guys. I have a lot of like borderline animal torture ideas, but
you they gotta keep coming to me. You got to get over to France. Teach them. I do.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought when you said France, I thought you were going to say frog leg, not just.
You got to get frog leg. No, I actually heard on NPR like 10 years ago, I heard a story about the only ethical foie gras is this guy who's just kind of like a goose whisperer. Mm-hmm. And he just lets wild geese, he'll just like leave like dates and stuff around his farm. And wild geese like it so much that they just hang out there. Mm-hmm. And he lets them come and go as they please. And he'll just leave like fatty foods around, and they hang out by his pond and eat the fatty foods. And then he like catches them and kills them.
Yeah. Okay,
well, I mean, that sounds better than the force feeding.
Yeah.
That sounds great. It sounds like a great relationship.
Honestly, I would do that. Yeah. Like if I would go hang out by his pond and eat fatty food and just live a beautiful life and gladly be killed by him, you know?
Yeah. Well, at least there's like a reason for it. I have a neighbor who's constantly leaving out just like shelled peanuts all over his front sidewalk for I guess the squirrels.
No,
but it's like, don't stop that. This sucks. And then my dogs eat these like street peanuts.
Ew.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, and probably like coyotes and stuff, right?
Yeah, most likely. Or I don't know. I mean, I don't know who the target audience is. Yeah, but he's not making like squirrel foie gras at the end of all of this. It's just like He's just feeding street animals. It's disgusting.
Yeah. And that's you're not supposed to do that.
It's bad for the animal. Yeah, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. They get too used to humans. It's no good.
Yeah. Especially the coyotes. The coyotes we have around here are just like very sad and like skinny looking, and it's, and people try to feed them, but it just makes it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want, like, it's one of those things where it's like, I guess it's sad to see skinny coyotes, but I bet it's much scarier to see like very healthy, strong, a packs of just like very,
they're buff,
the very, fattest.
Yeah. Just jacked coyotes.
Oh, that's like, that. That's like kangaroos when they're all like muscly.
Oh God.
God.
Yeah. Those are like, it's like, I don't know what's going, like you see a jack kangaroo, you're like, you're hot. You're like hot. How do you get like that? What's your regimen?
You've got an 8-pack pecs.
Yeah. Yeah.
To die for. It makes me really uncomfortable.
Oh,
looking
God.
At, oh no. Yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Just
shoulders.
So, the girth of the shoulders.
They look like they're wearing a fake, like a costume of a muscle man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, like Hans and Franz, but it's a yes. kangaroo. Yeah.
This is the Hans and Franz of kangaroos, right? Yes. That we're looking at right now.
Yeah, I can't. It makes me jealous. I gotta turn that
off. Well, that's natural. I don't believe it.
No, they're roided out. Yeah.
Yeah, they're juicing.
There's no way.
He's going to be in the new Marvel movie.
So congrats, by the way, on Hacks.
Yeah.
You caused all those Emmy wins.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's probably my social media presence really pushed it over the top. Yeah.
it was really a prayer circle.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a great night. I was like expecting, you know, for us to lose everything. So I had like really great jokes ready to go for my coworkers for when they lost, but then they kept winning trophies. So it was awesome. But I have these jokes. I mean, I don't know what to do with these jokes now. Gotta wait till next year, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think it was unexpected for a lot of people, but I'm glad that I won. It's a great show.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Loved your role in it.
Yeah.
Yes, Ray. No last name. sort of a powerful presence on the show.
Yeah.
We'll see if he returns season two. I'm dying to know. I'm saying that like I don't know. We're writing season two right now. I know. I absolutely know if he returns or not.
I need to know if did you guys get hate from like Ted Lasso people?
I doubt it. I mean, they won best show. But oh, yeah. Why would they get mad?
I feel like Ted Lasso,
they've got
weird fans.
Their fans are like rabid normies.
Yes.
I guess. I mean, I haven't seen much of it. It does seem that like that kind of fan base, see, it to me feels like people who like are pouring in a lot more than just fandom into a show because of like, you know, it was like a thing people latched onto like at the peak of COVID stuff. Yeah, so I think the show means more to them because of like what they attach to it. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm sure people did that with Hacks as well. I mean, everyone's just like watching TV. I watched every episode of Alone, and now I only watch Scandinavian TV or German TV. So I'm like beyond, I don't know what that says about me or my mental health.
Are you okay? That sounds depressing. Well, no, you watched Alone too.
Yeah, I love Alone. It's
well,
great.
Also, I mean, I also, now that basketball's back, I'm gonna watch every Timberwolves game. So I'm used to this. Like I haven't been okay for 15 years.
You commit when you start something. You commit.
Yes,
I do love Alone. It is. I understand why some people don't like it because. You're watching
people starve to death.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically.
And go through like insane emotions. Like you're watching someone kill a squirrel and then hug the squirrel and cry.
Right.
And then because
like, praise the goddess for the life force they're going to consume. God. Yeah.
Yeah. And it is hard to watch, but I don't know why.
But I think they need to do a season because everyone on the show are like very well-trained survivalist people, obviously.
Right.
But like they last so long. They're there for months, like slowly losing their minds. Like the real competition is do an episode where it's like 12 comedians. So at least like the actual content will be funny. And then like everyone's out by, you know, hour 72. So then it's just like, that's the real competition. It's like, truly, who can like just at least like build a fire and like make it one night? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it would be like a short term version of alone, but funny people with no skills, just calling, like I would land. And then like the moment you, like, if you were like, put your foot in a stream,
yeah,
it's awful. It's so cold. I would be like, so get cold. Me out of here. I would call, I would use the phone right away. Order Domino's or something.
Oh, they give you like an emergency phone?
They do. Yeah, they give you a satellite phone. Oh, you tap out and they'll be like, are you officially tapping out?
And then once the season, there's a guy who's like, I'm at the end of my rope. I can't do it anymore. And he pulls out the satellite phone and he's like, Pizza Hut. just kidding. I'm here to stay. Like, it's like the same joke. It's like a fake out phone call. And then like 3 days later, he's got like a broken leg and then actually has to use it to call out.
My favorite was, there was this guy who was like, from day one, he was like, there's all these fucking idiots who are like, oh, I'm going to build a rocking chair. I'm going to make a stone, you know, silverware set. It's like, yeah, stop using up your calories. So he decides his whole plan was to just sit still as much as possible. And he like, I don't know how much time passed, but it was like one of the earlier ones to tap out. And he was just like,
I'll miss my wife.
Yeah.
It's like, he's
I think I figured it out, is that all these people were like doing active things to survive. And instead I'm just going to sit alone in the cold with my thoughts. See how that goes for me. Like, immediately loses it. Yeah, I thought you were going to talk about the guy who was like, everyone making these dumb things that have no use. I'm going to make a hot tub.
Oh my God, the hot tub guy.
And then he like made a hot tub, but then in the process lost his fire.
His flint.
And then was like, I'm going to die. And then called out. He called out like day one because he lost his flint.
Yeah.
Which is like so relatable and understandable for someone who loses things. But also I was like, wait, dude, you don't know how to build a fire? Like,
yeah,
you can't like cast away that shit. You don't know how to like rub two sticks together.
Well, or at least just try. Yeah. Just try it.
Yeah. Not that I know how, but I would definitely try while I was there.
I've seen enough attempts on Survivor that I feel like I could get it going.
Right. Because there's the like caveman version with two sticks. Yeah. But then there's the one where you have like a violin bow and an incense holder and you do that version. And that one seems to be the one that works.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing that pisses me off about that guy, though, is he found a camper top and that's what he made the hot tub with. It's like, you still don't have shelter, dude.
Right. That's what, a roof.
Use that camper.
Even I know that's a roof. Yeah.
I mean, as someone who loves hot tubs, I kind of identify with this man.
No, I mean, I'm going to be real. I got a hot tub over the pandemic and I use it all the time. Yeah. That was my one like truly crazy impulse buy, and I do not regret it.
That's amazing.
Okay, we are on our way.
Yeah. I just moved into a new place and I was like, there's room for a hot tub in the future here.
Mm-hmm.
But indoors? Isn't it, no, it's outside. But isn't it annoying to like keep up with the chemicals and stuff? Or is it not a big deal?
It's not a big deal. It's like a couple times a week. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I'm doing it wrong, but so far so good. It's good that it's like bright green, right? The water.
Yeah, there should be like chunks in it.
Yeah, and like fish in it.
I got it. You can get a pool boy for your hot tub.
Oh my God, my dreams are coming true.
A tub boy.
A tub boy. I went camping not that long ago in Sequoia National Forest. And while I was sleeping in my tent, two bear cubs sniffed around my tent. And that's when I knew I would never survive in alone.
Well, that's another, now I'm just like literally listing off Shark Tank ideas I've had, but I do have a business for just this type of scenario.
Ooh.
So the business, I don't have a name for it, but the idea is that it's like a package thing where you go camping with your friends. So you go out in the morning to, you said Sequoia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you do all the stuff like hiking, rock climbing, whatever. It gets late, the sun's going down, you build a fire, you make hot dogs, s'mores, whatever, drink a little bit, sing, ghost stories, whatever. Like you understand what camping is.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the night, you get into your tent and you get into your sleeping bag. And right when your your head hits the pillow, you would hear the tent zip open. One of my employees would shoot you in the neck with a tranquilizer dart, pull you out of the tent, put you in like a white van, drive you back home. You're dead asleep. You don't even know this is happening.
Yeah.
They put you back in your house into your own bed. So in the morning, you wake up, you're home. You're in your own bed.
This is amazing.
Yeah. So you don't have to deal with like the like waking up cold and wet. Everything's wet.
Yeah.
You gotta like put the, we'll take the, they, I mean, not me, but like the employees will take the tent apart, pack it all up for you. Yeah.
I mean,
nothing to worry about.
That does sound appealing though. Like you don't have to like clean up the campsite.
You don't even have to drive home.
Right. It's all taken care of. It's, it'll just be like a great dream, except the very last part where you get shot in the neck. I can't help anything. I can't do anything about that. But yeah.
I would do it.
Yeah, I would do it too. That sounds amazing.
I don't value my life. Yeah.
And so, if your listeners have like ideas for a name, I'm open, because I think I need a good name before I take test this out on the market.
Yeah, before you take it to the sharks.
Take it to Cuban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he'd be into it. I mean, Mark Cuban.
I like I've always like had that. Fun camping until that morning part.
Yeah.
And it's I hate it. I guess some people like it, but I mean, I honestly think that people convince themselves they like it because it's just a part of the experience that they have to endure. Yeah. What if you didn't have to endure it? What if you just woke up in your own bed? Like, anyway, this is a basketball podcast. Yeah.
No, I'm with you because I am not a camping person at all.
I love to camp, but I have such a hard time sleeping. That's my biggest problem.
I can't fall asleep or stay asleep, or I wake up super early and then it's freezing.
Well, maybe that's a secondary business where people, you just get shot in the neck with a tranquilizer dart, like on a nightly basis, just so you can like fall asleep.
I will hire you for that. Like or use your business, not you personally, but yeah, I do need help sleeping.
When I was a kid, I went camping in Texas, and that is miserable for the opposite reason, which is that you're just so hot and sweaty and there's no escape.
There's probably bugs everywhere.
And you're just like laying in a tent and you're sweating so hard and you're like, this is fun. Oof. This is not fun.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds unappealing. Sounds like someone should get you out of there.
It sounds like
for a small fee.
I wish I could have escaped in those moments, but now I don't go camping because I was traumatized.
Mm-hmm. So you got celebrity alone and you've got,
Tranker. That's it. I'm testing that name out.
Tranker. We'll go with that for now. I think these are both gold.
Thank you.
Yeah. And none of our listeners better steal these ideas and take them to the tank.
No.
Oh, or go ahead.
just give Joe a cut.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you actually go through with it, I mean, like, I feel like I could pitch celebrity alone. I'm gonna take that one back. If I find out someone pitches that, I will lose my shit. But the Tranker is you know, fair game.
Even if celebrity alone is scripted, I'll love it.
I think it's a good idea because you want to be watching someone who's entertaining.
Yeah.
It is a problem with the show. Like, I've watched every episode, despite the fact that like literally all of them are like weirdo duds.
Yes.
Yeah.
My favorite was she was genuinely funny, but she wasn't trying to be. And I think it was season 6. There's this woman who could not stop hurting herself. She like stabbed herself in the leg with her arrow.
Oh yes. That poor woman.
Her house caught on fire.
Yes. Yeah. It was a bummer.
Oh my God.
There was a guy, and like, there's like, when you're arrogant on that show, it's like so unappealing. Like that's like an unappealing quality already. Mm-hmm. But there was a guy who like absolutely knew he was going to win and started stunting at the end where he like caught a rabbit or a big moose. It was something between the size of a rabbit and a moose. Like, that's like literally how little I remember, but it was like a larger animal that he like was, you know, eating every part of the animal to preserve it or whatever. And by the end, he was like eating like this like gristly cartilage that was like in between bones. It was so nasty, like making like a like cartilage soup or something and like choking it down. And then when after he won and he wins the award, it turned out like he had so much actual meat left.
Yeah.
And he was just like eating this gross shit for like content, like literally like TikTok brain. Just like, I'm going to make cartilage soup for this show, even though I have like fillets right here.
He has like a beautiful rump roast.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, that made me so mad. Ugh.
What a waste, because you can't take that with you either.
Right. But you know, he's so proud of himself. Fuck? He's like, I was on TV eating bone.
I'm hardcore. Result.
Why would anyone think that's cool? I don't get this.
Yeah. Why? It's a different type of life.
Yeah. It's a different mentality completely.
Being a rural Alaska mountain man.
All right. Speaking of the wilderness, let's talk about your Timberwolves.
Yes. Undefeated.
Nice. Undefeated Timberwolves.
As of right now, they play tonight, but they are undefeated at the moment.
Yeah. As of recording, they've had one game.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, they are fun. They're a cool group of guys.
Great
group of guys.
I can't tell you how much I love Anthony Edwards. Like, I love him so much. It's,
oh my God. He's the best.
Yeah. He's just
so cute.
The best. So, very excited. Very excited to see what happens this season. I feel like I do this to myself every year. They start off like 500 the first 10 games or something, and I'm like, maybe they're good, and then it's just hell on earth for the rest of the year.
Just,
but maybe this year's different.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Enjoy it while you can.
I think we have a little video of Anthony Edwards.
Were you pretending to call it timeout?
Like, yeah, I was telling the coach call a damn timeout. Oh, need a timeout. Sure. I didn't realize it was 20 seconds, so he couldn't call timeout.
So he hits a three.
Yeah.
He makes a basket and goes to the opposing team's coach. You better call a timeout because I'm hot right now.
I'm too good. I'm playing too good right now. You need to call timeout for your teams to save your own team. That is like the coolest, truly the coolest thing I've ever seen. He rules.
What the hell? That's amazing.
Also, you guys know about his dog?
Ant Junior.
That is truly the funniest name. He named his dog after himself. It's Gabe, so pull it funny. Up.
Yeah, Gabe, find Ant Junior for us.
That's how you know, like, you're dealing with like a genius level thinker here. Like, cutie. I'm friends with some of the funniest people on the planet, and I don't think any of them have ever thought to name a dog after themselves. Like, that is just like next level brilliant funny.
He really is. I mean, he just is like such a joy too. Yeah. I remember during Summer League, I think it was McNutt who was interviewing him, which she has a great name. But anyways, she was asking him like what sports he was good at. And he was like, all of them.
Oh, I'm good. No, that was Marnie Gellner. She's Timberwolves like play-by-play person. Yeah, she rules. They've got like multiple videos like this now. They've got like a real like comedy duo going. But yeah, he's like, give me 2 weeks. I'll throw a 100 mile an hour fastball. And it sounds crazy, but like he spent this off season playing bowling.
Yeah, he learned
how to bowl. And he bowls like an average of like 250 now.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
He's incredible. Yeah.
I'm jealous. I wish I could do sports
anything
like that.
Good.
Yeah. Well,
me, I'm okay, saying. Not like,
damn,
you.
All right.
Yeah, damn.
Tell me how you really feel.
I'm like the most uncoordinated person.
Yes.
Like even sports. Like my handwriting is weird.
Okay, so it sounds like it's like a neurological issue. Like I can't keep a pen steady.
Well, it's not that bad, but I feel like I'm jealous of anyone who's like good at everything they try.
Yeah, he also grew 2 inches this offseason.
Wow, he's a growing boy.
That's crazy. He's still growing.
I wish that I had named my dog Agata Jr.
Yeah,
I know. I really, I'm so mad at myself that I never thought of that. It is so good.
Yeah. Also on the Timberwolves, famous friends Kat and D'Angelo.
Yes.
Their media day stuff was so fun because it was just them posing like we're friends.
We're friends. And like cute. Also like giving each other shit. Like I guess Towns was trying to or one of them was trying to look really like mean. And they were like, just smile. What are you doing?
I think that was
like
D'Angelo yeah. telling Kat to smile. He was like,
yeah, right. Cause Kat's in like kill mode this year. I don't know. Did you read that thing? Or he said he, before games, he's watching a video of two gorillas yes. killing each other. It's like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck? Dude, like, it's like, you can chill.
Where's he like, watching maybe, that on?
The yeah, I know. It's like, that's, you have to, yeah, it's like some like snuff website or something. It's like, it's definitely not on YouTube. Yeah.
So, what the fuck?
Yeah,
gorillas like, fighting to the death. That would be horrible. I would be sad and scared before a game if I watched that.
Yeah, I would just yeah. cry.
Probably. Maybe that's what he needs. Maybe that's he finds motivation in being sad and scared. I mean, that's how I write, and I'm doing great.
You watch that before you start writing.
Yeah. Yeah. The hacks is all based on gorilla death videos.
Right. All my pitches, it's interesting. All my pitches are about gorillas killing each other. And then they sort of like, okay, what if instead of gorillas and killing, it's like Ava and Deborah and they're like, yeah.
They're just talking.
They're talking.
So they're in a green room talking about feminism.
And that's how magic is made.
Yeah. That's how writing works.
Yeah. I mean, look, the guy's gone through a rough time. But
maybe that's him imagining like him versus the anti-vax players.
Honestly, maybe it is. I can't imagine after what he went through to have people in his workplace or his, you know, profession just saying the shit they're saying about yeah. like personal freedom choices and hoax right. and all that. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like MVP. Let's see. If we could channel that, I would be so pissed.
I mean, maybe we'll see like an on-court fight with him and like Kuzma or something.
Is Kuzma anti-vax?
I mean, he was saying some dumb shit. I think he ended up getting it, but he right. was saying some dumb shit.
I loved when Wiggins, it was like the first time Wiggins has like been worked up about literally anything I've ever seen, you know, and I followed Wiggins pretty closely for a while. And yeah. then like the moment they're like, okay, we're going to find you. He like was like, where do I go? Where do I get the shot? let's get the shot right in my body, please.
Yeah, he gave up pretty quick. Yeah. Thankfully.
Hey, my job, they required the vax and everyone who didn't want to get it,
they got yeah. killed.
They had wow. to fight a gorilla.
Oh, God.
To the death.
Yeah. Yeah, it rules. I love that. I love... Yeah, same. I'm all about mandates.
Me too. I love.
I might change my last name. I just have to replace the
Joe email. Mandate.
Joe Mandate.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love for the government to tell me how to do everything in my life. To mandate every vote, every yeah. action that I have to do.
Please, please.
I'm sick of making decisions.
Ugh. I know.
Seriously. Hey, Agata, remember when we placed that bet on the Sky to win their playoff series and they won?
Of course. It was the best day of my life.
We got a bunch of money. It was so fun. And now that the NBA is back, I'm so excited to place more bets at DraftKings Sportsbook. New customers can bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game. And if they do, you win $200 in free bets.
DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also get skin in the game with new same-game parlays. You can also combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout, and it's safe, secure, and reliable. Deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DUNKTOWN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code DUNKTOWN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So much happens in a week. We can't possibly cover it all. So we wrap it up in a little segment called Previously on Basketball.
Previously on Young Sheldon.
Basketball.
Great show. Great show.
Is it?
I've never seen
it. Me neither. Gabe's shaking his head. He's never seen it.
Mm-mm.
I only saw adult Sheldon and I didn't like it.
I mean, I will say young Sheldon is shot beautifully.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of, if you've ever seen an episode of Big Bang Theory, it doesn't correlate because it's like, it looks like a movie. It's like very high quality.
Interesting.
It's on 70mm.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's like a Fellini movie. It's beautiful.
Do you guys think old Sheldon is coming in the future?
That would be great.
Yeah.
Right. Like he's in a hospice. Like. Yeah.
They don't even have to wait that long because that actor is in his mid to late 40s. What's his name?
The guy who plays Sheldon?
The guy who plays
Sheldon. Oh, Jim Parsons.
Jim Parsons.
Yeah. Yeah, we just got to wait like 20 years and then we can do old Sheldon.
Yeah, he's 48.
See?
All right. That's my pitch. No one's allowed to steal that.
As soon as he's 65, that's coming out.
Well, couldn't, I mean, but also like young Sheldon, like he's a genius, right? Like you could turn that show into old Sheldon anytime you want. You bring Jim Parsons in at any point and he's like, hey, young Sheldon, I made a time machine. Let's turn the show into old Sheldon. And then it's just old. Like if things ever get stale on that show, and believe, I doubt that'll ever happen. But yeah. if young Sheldon ever feels stale, and they're, you know, going through the motions, like at any point could turn it into old Sheldon at the, you know, drop of a hat. And it's a whole new show with endless possibilities.
I would watch it if I heard that's what happened.
Yeah, same.
I would start watching. You hear that? CBS or whatever. Network you're on. All right. Wish me in, Gabe. NBA announces its 75th anniversary team, including 11 currently active players. Suns and Mercury owner Robert Sarver releases lengthy preemptive denial of rumored article accusing him of racism and sexual harassment. Celtics games are banned in China following pro-Tibet comments from Enes Kanter. In the wake of another wild, dramatic week, Ben Simmons advises the Sixers he's not mentally ready to play. The Chicago Sky bring locker room door broken by Diana Taurasi to their championship parade. AD and Dwight Howard get into a sideline spat. Ooh, this All game right. was so let's spicy.
See the, yeah, let's see the video of Dwight and AD.
Did you watch game this game by Suns. Any chance?
I did. I saw this live. This was crazy.
So okay,
they're on the bench.
AD's just sort of looking down at Dwight, who's sitting down, and then starts shoving him.
Doesn't it look, I mean, I couldn't find another angle that, doesn't it look like he gives Dwight a titty twister?
Yeah.
I truly thought that's what was going on, because like he goes in kind of, with, you know, I'm doing this on an audio podcast, but he's
get played again.
His hands are like very close together. He's not pushing him like a door. His hands are kind of inverted.
And Dwight pulls his arms over.
Yeah,
his
he's protecting his nipples. Yeah, like it's really interesting. And this
interaction, maybe he's just tickling him.
Oh yeah, maybe yeah, it was just
that's
cute.
Fun.
I mean, it's
is that well, yo, is that Chet Hayes right there?
Is that him?
I don't know. It looks like him.
It looks like him. Wow. There were a lot of stars there. Bieber and Mrs. Bieber were there.
Mm-hmm. And Chet Hayes clearly. And Chet
Hayes. Wow. I mean, it's clear that AD is the aggressor here because Dwight kind of looks like he's just chilling.
But there before this happened, there was a moment where Dwight's clearly talking shit to AD.
Do you think they were fighting about the list?
That was the rumor that it was that day that AD was announced and Dwight was a snub.
Right.
And, you know, by accolades and stuff, Dwight definitely should have been on that list. So it's very interesting. But like to be upset to the point you're like fighting on national TV with your teammate is crazy.
It's very funny to me. I think they should keep doing it.
I mean, that whole game, I said this in our Discord, but like that whole game reminded me of that part in Royal Tenenbaums where Luke Wilson's character has a meltdown on the tennis court.
Yes.
Like the game, the entire game was like watching the Lakers slowly have this meltdown. Like there
it's
was
like it's like game two. Like what is going on over there? Like you don't even make it to Halloween. It's nuts.
There was one moment where LeBron, I believe he like ran to the backcourt on the offensive side. And then the whole rest of the team, they, you know, the Lakers get the ball back. They go back to the offensive side. And LeBron's just like, nope, I'm not going. He just stayed on the backcourt.
Yeah. I mean, he's been known to do stuff like that. but on that first Lakers team where it was all the young guns. And then like a couple times when like the Cleveland teams are playing like shit. But like it's just really crazy that all this is happening so early in the season. It's like does not bode well.
Yeah.
Rondo was shooting
a gun. Fan. Yeah.
And the fan slapped his hand.
Things are fine. Things are fine for the Lakers.
First game, straight out the gate.
It was wild. It was honestly, I mean, I love the Suns, so it was kind of fun to watch. Even if I didn't love the Suns, it was just like very entertaining.
But yeah, this is all happening while your team is winning. It's great.
Yeah.
So Clay got really upset that he didn't make the list, top 75, and he posted on his Instagram. It's like a tweet, but he posted it on Instagram. Maybe I'm just naive in my ability to play basketball, but in my head, I'm top 75 all time.
Right.
And then he had a follow up a couple days later
on his Instagram story. He said, "Woke up this AM, still pissed about this stupid ass list. God damn, I can't wait to hoop again. Sick of the disrespect. Winning isn't everything to some people like it is to me, I guess."
He rolls. Clay, I met Clay very briefly a few weeks ago, and he's just like truly the coolest dude. Told a long story about trying to get backstage at a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert. And
getting, oh my God. Yes.
Not getting access. It was early in his career.
Was he trying to do the "do you know who I am" kind of thing?
I believe his story, he said that he DM'd a Flea.
Oh,
which that's one like, way. Well, I mean, I was thinking that was your mistake. He's a Lakers fan.
Shit.
Some young Warriors player backstage.
Yeah, go through your agent, right?
Yeah.
Don't they do shit like that?
Yeah. Oh, we have
Clay,
to ask
Clay
you.
Clay operates by his own rules.
That's true.
We have to ask you about how hungry are you? Serge Ibaka.
Yeah, that's where we met. Few people, myself, Paul Scheer, Payman Benz, Ohmberg, like we were sort of working on those videos behind the scenes, and it was very cool. Like got to meet Serge and pitch jokes, and English is his fourth language, so sometimes we would all laugh really hard at a joke and he would like make a face, and then his manager would like translate it into Spanish and then he would laugh. So he's cool. And Clay was very cool. And I'm trying to remember who else was in the mix. Apparently, I mean, I wasn't there the day DeMar DeRozan was there, but everyone said that he was like hilarious, which really surprised me.
He seems so serious.
Well, he was funny in those HEB commercials.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
Right. Those aren't national though. It's hard to know how like funny a lot of the Spurs players are, because it's just those HEB commercials on local TV. So you have to be watching the Spurs feed.
Did you meet, oh God, why am I blanking on his name? The Clippers owner.
Steve Ballmer?
Ballmer.
I was not there for Steve Ballmer. No.
I'm so curious about Ballmer's energy, like behind the scenes.
Yeah. Did he grab anyone's thighs?
Oh, just like because he couldn't, like he like ate a piece of chicken and then got so worked up. Yeah. No, everyone said that he was like, like as down to earth as you can be if you're a billionaire. But they said he was very nice and was like game to do anything, which is all you want from a video series like that.
That's so cool.
Yeah. That's very exciting. I already loved that series, but now I'm even more excited to see new episodes because
I don't know when they come out, but it was cool. And like Serge's you know, he really wants to learn how to cook and trying his best. And it's great. He was really into the idea of feeding everyone fufu, which is from his country. So he was like, can you imagine? That was like kind of his pitch for every video. He'd be like, what if we feed Steve Ballmer fufu? We're like, you can feed, it's this your show, man. You can feed fufu to literally whoever. But that's not
weird or gross. It's just pounded yams. It's
delicious. That was like, he wanted it. He was like, I want to start off with something good.
Okay.
And then, you know, roll out. So yeah. I was like, we were all like, yeah, you can feed them whatever you want. It's your show. And then that's the magic of editing. We can place the fufu between things or first or last, whatever you want, man. Yeah.
Man, he's definitely going to be like a media personality in the future. I mean, definitely. Already is, but a bigger one. Cause
I mean, he could do like commentary play by play in four different languages at the same time if he wanted to.
That's wild.
Talented dude.
What else besides English and Spanish does he speak? Do
you guys French is his first language.
Yeah.
And probably a native language.
Right. From the Congo. So he's like, so the fact that he's even able to do what he was doing in English, like, blew my mind.
Love
it. Cause humor and jokes is very hard to do in another language.
Yeah.
Or understand.
Right. Comedy doesn't always transcend culture, you know?
Like, right.
But it's not, you know, what's cool about that show is that like the comedy is one thing and like, it's totally subjective, but like he's a very good interview and like he you know, he has this connection with players where I feel like other players are like way more willing to open up and be honest about stuff regarding their careers because it's like another player who like definitely understands what, you know, the context of what they're talking about. So like,
totally.
Right.
Yeah. So like when it's players talking to other players, like he really does get like them to say stuff that I don't think they would say to, they'd be so guarded around a you know, NBA reporter and stuff. So yeah, like all the guys were saying like really cool, surprising things throughout the shoot. So it was awesome.
I love that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch that for sure. All right. Let's watch Joel Embiid talking about Ben Simmons. So this is Joel Embiid talking about Ben Simmons after he gets booted from practice.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. You know, that's not my job.
This is interesting also because I think it was last night was their home opener.
Mm-hmm.
And Joel did the little speech, you know how they do.
They pump up the crowd.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're gonna have a great season.
Yeah,
and Joel did it, and he said to the audience or the fans, "Remember that he's our brother." About Ben, probably because they don't want them like throwing batteries booing at him in the street or something,
dumping soda on his head or something.
Yeah, whatever Philly fans do, but I don't know. I think it was.
Sorry, I froze for a second. Did you notice?
No.
Okay, good. Okay.
Wow, you're such a still person normally.
Yeah, I just interrupted. Yeah. Sorry.
You're like the guy from Alone.
Yes, I was just and now I'm back home with my wife, so it didn't work out. I couldn't take this podcast. I need to come home to my wife. No, sorry, I missed what he said to the crowd.
He said,
"Do you mind repeating again?
I have the clip.
Let's play that clip.
Yeah.
You know, a lot has happened the last few months, and I urge you guys to continue to support us and our teammate Ben, because he's still our brother. Let's go.
Okay.
So you really snuck that in there at the end.
Yeah. So this is before the game.
This is right before the game last night.
And
but after
he had changed his mind,
after he had said that previous comment about I don't care about that man." But I think both can be true.
Do you think there was a comma there? This was like a discussion I had with a friend. Do you think he was saying, I don't care about that man, or I don't care about that man?
Oh, this is actually a very good point.
Semantics. I don't know. I do not know. Because if it's a different, like if he's saying like, I don't care about that man, it's like, I don't care about Ben Simmons. But if it's like, I don't care about that, comma man, then it's just sort of like, I'm not thinking about that. This the will man be resolved. Being
the reporter he's talking
the man,
to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think that makes more sense. And also like, he's probably just sick of getting questions about Ben Simmons.
I'm sure he is. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, I mean,
that's a great point. And then that's what I'm choosing to believe.
Me too.
Ben Simmons fucked up, in my opinion. He should have just been like, my taint hurts. You know what I mean? Something that you can't prove, and then just been like, just sat out and yeah. be like, I can't, like, it's like, it, and it's really deep in the taint area. I can't like, and they would like, just, you know, have him go to like, rehab his taint. And then like, yeah. he could like sit out and like, you know, behind the scenes be demanding a trade, but like yeah. for the team and his teammates, he would just be like, I have to ice my taint. And
but then it would like on all the fantasy apps and stuff, it would say Simmons out taint injury.
Right. Sure. I mean, like that, he would have to live with that. But I do think like this what has happened the last couple of weeks might be worse than
that's
having
true.
People think you pulled your taint.
That's true.
I mean, it's really turned into a circus. And I think like everybody on that team is over it. Ben's obviously over it. Like just.
I think I was fully on board for the Wolves trading for him this whole offseason. But now it's like, I don't even know.
Who would you have traded?
Well, in a like perfect world, it would have been like Malik Beasley and some draft picks and like someone yeah. else. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I would have only done it if we could really truly have capitalized on just like how bad the market is for him. Like, because I wouldn't yeah. want to even like. I mean, if you had to give up D'Lo to get Ben Simmons, like I understand that. But like the ideal scenario was that like you wouldn't have to give up any of your three best players or like mm-hmm. Jaden McDaniels, even just like even guys yeah. with like some promise, you know, just. But I mean, that would have
unlikely.
Never happened. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But I was just like that was like if that could happen, I'd like be like, hell yeah, let's do it. But even now it's just like, I don't know. It does seem like a huge headache and it's a huge contract as well. So,
yeah.
And I think at this point, neither the Sixers nor Ben are doing themselves any service because the Sixers won't accept anything, but like great, you right. know,
so they're asking for something that's like, that will not happen.
Right.
Right.
And he, yeah. So it's really funny. Cause like it is this game of chicken where they're both trying to like instead of fix the like try to gain more leverage, they're just trying to snipe each other so they have less leverage.
Yeah.
So it's like it's just turning into this like very ugly scenario where like everyone looks bad and shitty and like I don't think there's like any winner in this game they're playing.
Yeah, they just need to trade them anywhere so that everyone can stop.
Yeah.
It's crazy though, because I do think that like everyone's forgetting, except for like that, you know, clearly something was going on with him during the playoffs last year. He's so good
yeah.
at yes. basketball. And his whole career, it's been a thing where it's like, well, the geometry of him and Joel doesn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're both so good at basketball, like they're still like the Sixers have been very, very good for years and years. But like, you know, both of them might be better off on teams without each other.
As soon as he gets to another team, I think he's going to be great.
Yeah.
He's going to be an asset. So people are, you know, should maybe trade.
Just end the misery for
yeah.
all of us.
Yeah, I think part of it too is that like there's so many good point guards now.
Right.
And he plays point guard offensively that like I feel like most fan bases like don't want to trade their beloved point guard for Ben Simmons.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Let's look at Ben Simmons' house in South Jersey that's for sale.
$5 million.
And okay. The best part is
the candy room in here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't Oof. See it in these Oof. Photos, but there is a
is that
neon.
The thing that says, yeah, the what does it say? The Simo the Savage.
Simo the Savage. It looks like Simo the Smudge, to be honest.
It does look like Simo the...
That's horrible. That's horrible. Is that his gym?
Or like Simo the sausage and almost the sausage.
Does he go by Simo too? Is that a thing?
Simo, it feels very Australian, right?
It's very Australian.
Simo, oh, that's savage.
True. That's true. Yeah. That is. Wait, I feel like, well, the candy room had like hidden drawers and stuff. So maybe it is one of these rooms. They but just took out the candy. Has,
this is just one of his many houses.
Oh, must be nice.
So who knows where the candy room is?
Okay.
Oh,
wait,
go on. I think we saw it. It's one more. Is that? Oh no, that's just pantries. That's just pantries. That's just. Wait,
can you click on it?
Maybe the realtor Powerade. Was like.
There's Powerade.
Zoom in on.
And there's a okay.
The
I guess if you think panko is sort of like the candy of breadcrumb.
That's true. But I think probably the realtor was like, we can't have a candy room. Then
adults don't want a candy
room. But then
room.
They left the Simo. The
I absolutely want a candy room.
I mean, I would if I had this kind of money. That looks so bad.
Ew.
That looks so bad.
What is that runner? That is gross.
It looks like it's like spooging out. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Double Dare carpet. It's like,
it is Nickelodeon.
It's a runner. Yeah. It's a runner on the staircase that like splooges out onto the living room floor.
It looks disgusting.
Oh God,
Jesus! Yes, not a fan. I mean, I don't like his style either. Sorry. I mean, I know it's probably staged for selling, but just that like modern, like soulless.
Yeah, very garbage. Soulless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very savage.
Yeah, the only personality is that one sign.
Oh, but
Simo.
That's what we gotta call him from now on.
Can we look at LaMelo Ball's outfit?
Oh yes. Oh yeah.
And matching car.
Wow.
Look at this.
Chartreuse.
Right? Isn't that chartreuse? Yeah, for sure.
Look at this like, comment.
It's
the mask.
The mask. That's very funny.
And he's wearing those that like Visco girl, like those shoes. Those,
yes,
like, big soled. Yeah.
Oh my God.
What a dork. If he wasn't like so good at basketball, you'd be like clowning this guy. But it's like, I guess you're like 12 years old and awesome at NBA basketball. You can do whatever you want.
He matches exactly. Like, it's a perfect match with his car.
Yeah, his, like, highlighter yellow suit.
Which do you think came first, the car paint or the suit?
I think
that's a great question. Ooh. I bet, you know what? I bet it was the suit. I bet it's easier to match car paint than find fabric.
That's probably true. I think it's
a well-fitting suit. It looks very expensive.
If anyone is plugged into the BBB family, I would love to hear about this, whether it was the car first, then the suit, or the suit first, then the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they have a TV show, or is that over?
It was on Facebook Watch. So yeah. Does anyone know if Facebook Watch is still a thing?
That's a good question.
I do not know, actually.
I don't think so, or maybe.
I feel like it's probably over only because LaMelo is now in the NBA, and even LiAngelo is like on a G League team.
Mm-hmm.
For Charlotte, though. If you're going to do the show, I guess it would be the two of them.
It'd be the two of them.
Right.
Yeah.
So, well, bring it back, even though I've never seen it.
He's
bring
on it my back. Fantasy team, and he's already doing wonders for me.
Me too. So,
yes. Love him. He also just plays a lot, so that's good.
You know, it's interesting because he's so good at basketball, but I love Ant so much that I want Ant on my team. I don't miss what LaMelo's doing. I'm happy for everyone. Everyone got the person they wanted.
You don't have Ant on your team right now?
I just mean in my real life. Like I'm like the Wolves. Sorry, that was confusing because we were talking about fantasy. I'm talking about like the Wolves could have drafted LaMelo.
Oh, right.
Ant,
right.
And I feel like it was the right choice for what we need and want in a. We need someone who's like exactly like what he is. He reminds me of like when Randy Moss was on the Vikings, just like everyone. He's like soundbite. Everything he says is hilarious. And he's so
Mr.
So
Applehead.
Good. Yeah. Mr. Applehead. And that was the mask he was talking about.
That was the mask, full circle. Wow. He makes me want to watch more Timberwolves games, to be honest. He's great.
I think they're going to be very fun to watch this year.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be like the fastest team in the league. It's just going to be like nothing but dunks and three pointers. And
hell yeah. Love the flashy stuff. Yeah. Let's just really quickly look at this pass that Jokic did and look at watch the bench after the pass.
Whoa, what?
He like threaded a needle, essentially.
It was like a curveball. It went like, that was, I didn't see that pass before. That was crazy.
Yeah, oh. Let's, it went one more time.
Through three guys. One, yep. Two, three. That, how do you even think of passing that?
Wow. It was insane. And one of the Spurs is so taken back that his hands just,
he's like, whoa.
Oh, you got to make that shot. That's so, you must be so pissed when your teammate misses a pass like that, you know,
yeah.
A shot off of a pass like that. That was,
I just love that awesome. The bench reacted to the pass as if it were a dunk.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to each week. We highlight our favorite comments made by the members of our Cutie Nation Discord. It's the cutie comment of the week.
Gabe, how do you find all of these crowd noises?
He does them himself. He's all of those.
Oh, okay.
I'm all the voices. Yeah.
Foley, a Foley specialist.
Yeah.
This week's comment is from Mark Fox, and this is after the article about Ben Simmons' house for sale was posted in the Discord. It's a close-up shot of the basketball hoop, blurry in the background of one of the photos, for sale basketball hoop never used.
The saddest story ever told.
What a sweet burn.
That's very funny.
Man, that is rough.
I love Ben, but you sometimes you gotta laugh. Sorry, Simo.
Razor blades.
If you want to be eligible for the cutie comment of the week, you can join our Cutie Nation Discord, sign up on our Patreon, patreon.com/dunktown. And you can get early access to ad-free episodes as well as bonus content. And we also allow you to sign up annually if you'd rather do that.
Wow.
We just turned that on. Lucky you.
That is cool.
All right. We don't have a mail basket this week, but we want to hear from you. So send us an email at hi@dunk.town or leave a message on our cutie hotline 903-420-DUNK. Tell us about your team, what you're excited about.
Tell us this season, it's only been 1 week, has already been crazy.
Yeah.
So tell us what highlights we missed.
And we're missing a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sure we are. What's going on with your team? Send us we love when you guys send us like links to shit that we probably missed because there's a million things happening.
At the start of every season,
talking about fucking Ben Simmons. I understand that there's hundreds of other players.
At the start of every season, I'm always like shocked how many games a day there are.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Too much.
It's out of control. Yeah. And then you start watching one thing, then you see online that like you missed something on the game you were just watching. It's an overload.
Yeah. It's constant FOMO.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, that's it for this episode. Joe, thank you so much for coming back. Is there anything you want to plug?
Thank you. Watch Hacks or my 4-year-old Netflix special.
Yeah.
You know, The Simpsons. I have nothing to do with The Simpsons, but like early Simpsons episodes are great.
I want to encourage everyone to buy your merch.
You've got great merch. You got merch. Yard sign.
It's honestly, most comedians don't have funny merch.
Yeah.
But you have the funniest merch there ever was.
Yes. Yeah. I'm buy my yard sign. It's I just sold out. So I'm making more.
Nice.
But when it comes back, I'm very, I love seeing the signs causing confusion all over the country. it really rolls. It's happening organically of people just posting a photo of my yard sign being like, what? My neighbor's insane. Like, what is this sign? So it's good.
Yeah, that and that's the goal when you have merch, is you want people to be confused.
Yeah, all, be like- all, yeah, so if you're in the market for like deeply confusing merch, like the US of AT, not selling off the shelves, but yeah, one of the things I'm most proud of.
I actually, I'm going to buy that for my dad for his birthday.
The yard rules. Sign?
No, the US of AT. Oh,
that is very funny.
Which, yeah. Because my dad is like such a weird borderline guy because he loves guns. He's going to listen to this too. He loves guns and hates taxes, but yeah. He is pretty liberal and loves animals. And I just think this this shirt is perfect for him because it's kind of like...
Do you think he'll wear that?
I don't know. We'll see.
It's, you know, it's got the sort of aesthetics of a QAnon guy t-shirt, but it's a whole shirt about eating ass. So yes. It's beautiful that you're gonna get that for your dad.
It's like one of those like it's like one of those like AI generated like Facebook shirts that you'll see. It's like I love my
wife and I love my gun, but don't you think for 1 minute I'm gonna drink more than 3 cups of coffee a day.
I'm a nurse. And it's like very oddly specific. It just bullshit. It's like,
I'm a nurse and I piss blood and that's my right.
And don't even fucking look at my husband. I'll fucking kill you. They're all so aggressive. But yours is like a twist on it about eating ass, which
it's actually very sweet.
Yeah, it is much nicer.
And it's what the world needs right now.
Yeah. Let's put that energy out in the world. Everybody get that shirt.
Everyone just confuse the person next to you. World will be a better place.
All right. Thank you to all of our cutie listeners for coming on this journey with us. As always, we love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
For more Dunktown content, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/Dunktown. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. I'm on Twitter at @echo_mint and on Instagram at @agatamonica. Anastasia is on both at @AnastasiaVigo. Check out our website, dunk.town. If you like the show, please write us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen. We always really appreciate those. We have t-shirts, stickers, hoodies, and more available for sale at dunk.town/store. Thank you to Andrea Tomingus for the Dunktown design, and thank you to Andrew Bear for our original music for the show. Sources and references from this episode can be found in the episode description.